So, how are we enjoying everything so far? Before we move on to step four, let's just recap on what we should have so far. We have a story, we have a statement, we've recognised all the industries, and we are now about to pick a media outlet and somebody to contact. Step four, media outlets. With your chosen industries in mind, relative to your brand, start to look for as many press and publications you feel just might be interested in featuring you. Go for the whole spectrum of media: newsprint, online, TV, radio, podcasts, YouTube channels, Twitter, absolutely everywhere. Now, one useful website that is free to use and you can begin your detective work is blog.feedspot.com. It is a media database and it does have a paid version, but you can find lots of relevant publications on there to start looking and connecting. And of course, in the modern day of media, that does include people who blog as well. Once you've got a few on your list, then just choose one media outlet to begin with, because you can always come back to this valuable list. Step five, media contacts. So once we've found the publication that we want to pitch to, do we just ask that outlet generically? Well, you can do. Most of them have a news desk email address. Sometimes that works, but it is much more valuable to find out who to talk to. Find them, be a detective, and start to build a relationship with them. This is why just picking one for now will help you learn these tricks of communication so that you can apply using the same method again and again with future contacts. You could do a quick Google search, and this will reveal many paid services for access to media databases. But as I mentioned earlier, you don't need them. There are plenty of free detective tools out there. There are plenty of free tools. I've listed them in the workbook for you. But for this next simple step, we are going to use a website that I use quite a lot, and it's called anewstip.com. You can use it for free and find out who the relevant journalists are that you want to be talking to. So we want to find a person to talk to. There is a paid version of anewstip.com, but again, you just don't need it. It won't give you email addresses, the anewstip.com website, but it will give you options such as seeing their tweets on Twitter and also any articles online that they've written. Journalists love Twitter for connecting, and they're literally plugged into the platform. So it's a great way to connect, and this is how you can find their usernames. So go to the site, anewstip.com, add some keywords, go for location first, or if you know the name of the publication, you can search for that too. And it's easy to find the journalist's Twitter accounts, so that is a great starting point. At the very least, you'll be able to identify publications and, most importantly, names. So, as my main reason for press is my Halloween event, I like to know who the reporters in the Lincolnshire area are because they're going to eat out of my hand when I start promoting for Halloween. So, I want lots of them. And this is very specific targeting of journalists. So, use it as an example because they can help me promote a specific product. This is a very strategic strategy, and you should find a reason to do the same.